Editor's note. Aurelia Matters has asked council candidates in neighboring Oro-Medonte, Remara and Severn townships to provide a synopsis of why they are running in the October 24 municipal election. The following was submitted by Tammy DeSousa, who is seeking election in Ward 2 of Oro-Medonte. For more election coverage, including candidate profiles and other election news, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here. My name is Tammy DeSousa and I have served as councillor for Ward 2 in Oro-Medonte for the past 3 years. I am very proud of my initiatives and work on behalf of Oro-Medonte to date, but there is still a lot of work to be done. I believe my knowledge, experience and work ethic are a valuable asset moving forward and I am excited for the opportunity to continue to represent the interests of Ward 2 residents for the next term of council. Born and raised in Oro-Medonte, my family has lived in the area for generations. They instilled in me, from a very young age, the importance of local community involvement. I am the proud mother of 2 grown sons and grandmother of 3 grandchildren, who all attend Warminster Elementary School. My family provides all the motivation I need to help make Oro-Medonte a safe, healthy and happy place to raise a family in a rural but progressive community. Educationally, I am a graduate of nuclear medicine technology. After working many years at major Toronto hospitals, I started my own business in the medical, legal field. Later, after successfully growing and selling my business, I returned home to my roots in Oro-Medonte. In addition to my role as counselor, I have been the township representative to Aurelia Area Physician Recruitment and Retention Committee, co-chair of the Oro-Medonte Traffic Safety Task Force, the Oro-Medonte Heritage Committee and an active member of the Development Services Committee. Some of the initiatives and projects at the top of my list to tackle include the critical need for upgraded traffic lights in Warminster, improved safety for residents on Line 15N at Bass Lake, support for varied and appropriate housing for seniors wishing to downsize, protection of our tax base as a result of Aurelia's boundary adjustments, improved access to family physicians and quality health care, and a balanced solution for the ongoing problem of disruptive short-term rentals. Oro-Medonte continues to thrive and flourish, despite some difficult challenges over the last few years. I plan to continue to be a positive force on council and I endeavor to help find appropriate solutions for a range of issues that need action to ensure the quality of life in Oro-Medonte continues to grow and develop in a safe and positive way. Let's keep a good thing going.